Good morning. A weak disturbance that passed through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere last evening into the overnight hours generated some clouds across the area. Some clouds still hanging on across parts of the Catskills and lower Hudson Valley across into the Mohawk Valley in central New York. Otherwise, things are clearing out nicely this morning, and temperatures are starting out largely in the mid-40s to lower 50s. As that disturbance continues to swing through, high pressure will once again reestablish control over the region, and that will bring us back to full sunshine today. But on the backside of this system, not quite as warm, but still very nice this afternoon, with highs right around 70 degrees on average. High pressure will dominate the weather tonight, keeping skies clear, and it will be seasonably cool with lows back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. In fact, that same high pressure center will stall out over us. It's typical for spring to see the weather patterns slow down. And that means good news for us for the weekend. Brilliant sunshine for both tomorrow and Sunday, as highs will surge into the lower and middle 70s both days. In fact, this will continue into next week with high pressure dominating into Monday. We'll have mostly sunny skies and highs again in the middle 70s. A disturbance down in the deep south will begin to meander up the eastern seaboard. That may throw a few clouds our way on Tuesday, still in the mid-70s, and those clouds may lead to a couple of showers through Wednesday and Thursday of next week with highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are out from northern Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota south through Iowa and Missouri and even down into Arkansas today, as a band of heavy wet snow mixed with rain and sleet at times will continue to affect the region. 2 to as much as 4 more inches of snow is expected in parts of the advisory area, and some places that have never recorded a snowfall in the month of May saw it yesterday, and we'll see more snow again today. Along with the snow is the unseasonably cold air, with many places experiencing record lows in the middle of the country, and a large part of the central and southern plains is under a frost and freeze warning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 11:07 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Amea Slingplats, Sweden, at 7:20 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 30 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies with light snow and 5 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 32. 48% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.46 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Fullerton, California, to a low of 3 above zero at Saratoga, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the first time since September 14th of last year that we hit 80, the low 46, the average temperature 64, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday and zero for the month of May, 8.09 inches for the year. There was one heating degree day in Albany yesterday, for the month now 6, that's 17 below normal, and 6,068 for the season, which is 348 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low 43. The record high is 89, set in 2001 and in 1913, and the record low 29 back in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and mild today with highs right around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, mid-70s. Mostly sunny for Sunday and Monday. Highs both days in the mid-70s. Mid-70s again on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds. A few more clouds on Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe a scattered shower both days with highs reaching the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.